This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast. But one thing that bothers me is, I guess, my taste in music is older. Right. And all the stuff that's coming out right now, people surrounding me that listen to it kind of just, I don't get it. I'm not that person who likes that music.
Poppy music.
I'm not. No, yeah. I'm not into it. I mean,
It's all formulated. Like, they're all following the same recipe to make another bullshit song.
I know. And I feel like it's just they're told to what to do by their producers or whoever. And I mean, we're sitting in a restaurant. Los Primos. We were eating burritos because there was a deal. And for some reason on the TV, they were watching some kind of like music video channel or whatever. And it was all the, what's their name? One Direction people.
Oh, okay.
And they were like throwing their lyrics up on the TV and whatever. And it was just like, we just bashed on them and just like, who listens to this garbage? Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever listens to this podcast, I don't think they're a One Direction fan. I'm going to go out on a limb. But
well, they might be.
If they are, then they have really crappy music. So they can go listen to something better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like I don't follow the music nowadays. I don't even think I know somebody who's still going that I listen to.
Yeah, I love the Black Keys, but then they kind of sold out and did pop music.
Right, and I've only listened to their early albums.
Yeah, yeah.
Same with Smashing Pumpkins. I guess they've gone pretty far, but I only listened to their first two albums, Siamese whatever, and I think it's Siamese Dreams, or Siamese Twin. I don't know. And then the Melancholy one.
Yeah.
Man, after that, I haven't even delved into whatever they got. I should, just to test the waters, because I've been on a Smashing Pumpkins like binge for like 3-4 months now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
What's his name? Gary Clark Jr. You ever listen to any of his stuff? You'd probably like him. He's bluesy.
Okay.
Really good at the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just that early days of Black Keys, just that same kind of blues vibe. Yeah. He's legit. I like his music. And he's like, pretty new. Like, I think he just only started releasing music maybe 2015.
Right.
But, yeah, I like him. I think you'd probably get into him, too.
I could. Those independent people that still haven't been involved with the music industry are really good. Once they get past a certain point, though, like, something else takes over their music. And they lose it, I guess. They have to be independent still. They have to be able to do their own stuff. And I think back in the day when Skrillex was big, I guess.
Yeah.
The thing was, I don't listen to Skrillex much, but I can apply what happened to him to a lot of other artists, I guess. Is he was independent, putting his music out at his own pace.
Yeah.
And then he was told, hey, you got to put more music out. You got to release more stuff. So he rushed it. And when you rush things, they don't go well. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens with most artists nowadays. They get taken over by their companies or the music industry, and they just lose it.
Yeah, and they have quotas. You have to.
Yep, and then everybody's hates them again. I don't like that.
Yep, the sellouts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then everybody pirates their music, and they're like, "Why? Why is this happening?"
Yeah.
We only like your old stuff, though, so we're only gonna pirate your old stuff.
Yep.
And then they're like, I'm losing money because none of my new stuff will sell. It's because nobody wants it.
Yeah. Just writing bad pirated songs.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so many variables.
Yeah.
That was very general, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well, this kind of goes with the Wikipedia thing.
Right.
But, yeah, there's so much information out there that we really need to
viable sources,
just know how to check your sources.
Yeah,
I feel like people. That's why so much fake news gets spread nowadays. I think
it's fake news.
Yeah,
fake.
Sad.
You're fake. Nope, no. No, but it's for real, though. I think he does have a point when he says fake news, because there's definitely agendas for news stations. And the big ones that everybody watches are probably like CNN,
yeah,
Fox, I don't know what else, The Daily, whatever, maybe BBC.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. All those big names have their own agendas. And who's to say that they're not influenced by other people?
Well, you can see it, like, they present the facts,
right,
but then their interpretation of the data is skewed and biased.
Or they'll only cover certain topics and themes.
Yeah.
I saw something recently.
Information and,
Now, here's me talking about fact-checking, and I didn't even fact-check myself, but I saw recently something that I want to find out more about. Maybe we'll talk about it later on a different podcast, but something popped up, boom, in the news feed that I go through, and it said that media is not covering this right now, so you should all be skeptical, I guess. But I guess either Iceland or, what is it, Greenland, Norway, or Sweden. I think it's Iceland, in all honesty. They're overthrowing their government right now.
Really?
Because they were doing something. I'm just saying this right now with the limited information I have. But media is not covering that. And we talked about in the last episode, media doesn't cover the drug war that's going on in Mexico and whatever else that's going on. We're kind of kept in the dark. So that's one thing to look into. I'm going to look into it this week, see if I can find anything else on it. It's just something that popped up.
Well, that kind of just happened in South Korea. They didn't, like, throw out the government, but they replaced their president. I don't know what the official title is
for me neither.
South Korea, but
I don't follow very much of the eastern countries.
Yeah, I just heard on the radio somebody was planning a trip to South Korea, and somebody asked, what do they think about Trump? And
like they always do.
Yeah, and he said he had a conversation with one of his South Korean friends. He said, yeah, we just threw out our leader and now it's your turn because Trump is ridiculous. But
right.
Yeah. I just can't believe it came down to those two.
I know. You know? I feel like we were cornered.
Trump and Clinton, really.
And with all the BS that's going on in the world right now, or not the world, but in the United States, with all these snowflakey, weak, spineless generation of millennials, you know, I feel like a lot of people were forced their hand.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't like what's going on right now. And in order to piss them off, they voted for Trump. Or in order to avoid something else happening, they voted for whoever they thought they needed to.
It's crazy.
If Ron Paul had been running, I bet he would have won. This is a bad year for him not to.
He would have stood the best chance of any third-party person running.
There were a lot of people that, had they run this year, I feel like they would have had a really good fighting chance.
Like Rick Santorum?
There's a lot of people that didn't run. There was there's so many people that didn't run that could have.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
That's so strange to me.
It's crazy. But it's all just having only two political parties.
And that's so rigged.
Even that's what this quote is for, was
George
Washington. It was in his farewell address to Congress when he was getting out of office after his second term. And it's almost prophetic, really, because a lot of it applies to nowadays. But he says, without looking forward to an extremity of this kind, which nevertheless ought not to be entirely out of sight, the common and continual mischiefs of the spirit of party are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it. It serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms, kindles the animosity of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption, which finds a facilitated access to the government itself through the channels of party passions. Thus, the policy and will of one country are subjected to the policy and will of another. And that just with Russia influencing elections all over the place, and then again with our election in 2016. But
I just find it incredible that I can agree with certain things from one party, and then I get criticized by the other.
Yeah.
Or I can agree with things on the other side of the spectrum of the other party, and the opposite will also criticize me.
Yeah.
You know? I think everybody's on a different part of the spectrum, so why do we have to just pick red and blue?
Yeah.
Why?
That's crazy.
And then they have all these generalizations or assumptions about you because you're red or blue or one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you agree with this topic? You must agree with this as well. Oh, you don't. And they're so surprised when you say no.
Yep.
And that's what kind of mixes up and jumbles everything, you know?
Yeah.
I got to keep facing the mic. I was trying to read it real quick.
Yeah, I'm okay with parties as long as there's more than two.
That's what I said. The ill-founded jealousies. Yeah.
And false alarms.
False alarms.
Fake news.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like everybody has these misconceptions about everybody else, and we're pitted one against another. Instead of having to unify and talk and reason logically with each other, we're just button heads, you know?
And then if you have one party, like with Obama, he was in for 8 years, changed a lot of things, and then now Trump's in and he's wanting to dismantle that. You know, it's like, it's just cyclical. You have 8 years of one party, and then there's a backlash, and then you have 8 years of the other party, and they just want to dismantle everything that they did. They don't want to move the system forward. They just want to go back to what it was before. But it's just so, there's no progression with it. It just seems like it's just a stalemate, just constant partying.
And not to mention, like,
partying.
Our country is so vast and so widespread. There's so much. There's a huge difference. Let's just take, for example, our state of Utah and compare it to the state of, like, Illinois, Chicago. I'm not going to compare those two on even, like, the same ground level.
Yeah.
They both have different priorities. They both have different landscape, even.
Yeah.
If you've seen, like, the geographic landscape of the West compared to the Midwest or even the East.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
But yet we're trying to put each other under the same rules, which is why I really like how states have their own kind of power.
Mm.
But even that can have its issues.
Yeah.
I'm just baffled by, like, California or Chicago, highly populous areas compared to lower populated areas. I feel like that's definitely what played a role in this past election, for sure. But you're going to have different rules in Chicago than you are going to have in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know? Boise, Idaho. They're not the same. You're not going to have the same rules.
Yeah.
They're a completely different world.
Yeah.
So to generalize the entire United States is very difficult.
Mm. Yeah. I was talking to Chase a while ago, and he was telling me that, because we were talking about Utah and just how extremely Republican it is.
It is.
Like, there's hardly any representation of the Democratic Party in Utah.
And unless he said you go there to Salt Lake.
There's a lot of people who are. But they gerrymander the counties. So Salt Lake as a whole is split into
different subsections.
Four different things. South Salt Lake is in the same district as St. George.
Impressive.
Yeah. And they do that to skew the votes. So the Democrats don't get as much representation because it's jumbled in with the rural parts of the state.
I know that the Democratic Party definitely has been growing because I see it with my own family, my mom and whatever, right? Just their viewpoint.
Yeah.
Even just her side of the family compared to my dad's side of the family. We all have different views, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely been growing more and more towards the Democratic. I mean, you see that in the polls as well. Like, Utah's becoming more and more of a blue state.
Yeah.
It's not quite there yet, but it's interesting to see that they're resisting it, trying to resist it, trying to prolong it or put it off. That's strange to me.
Yeah. But yeah, that just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing. And then I went online to check it out, and it's split up into all these different districts.
weird.
Yeah.
I guess that's just something like...
I'm sure it happens all over the place.
Right. The average person, not necessarily influencing that. The people that are influencing that are the ones who are already up in power.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that Utah was doomed to be Republican always.
Right.
But yeah, just opened my eyes just saying, oh, wow, yeah, there are a lot of...
Oh, there definitely are. The
population is Democratic. I don't know. It's just an eye-opener, really. But, yeah. It's crazy. Crazy times. I hate people who always say you can't talk about politics because you don't understand it. But nobody understands politics.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
nobody does.
Even if you just spent like an hour a day, I feel like you could get to a point where you somewhat understand them and you could have more of a conversation with people, right?
Yeah.
I feel decent enough about my own political understanding to have an okay conversation with somebody.
Right.
But if it were to start getting specific, that's where you'd lose me. So that's just because I have priorities on other things right now.
Yeah.
I don't have an hour a day to spend looking up and fact checking every little detail.
Right.
It just, what I see on the sidelines, I see on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, something's happening in Iceland. Cool. I'll look that up later.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, people are fine to have opinions on things as long as they don't claim to be an expert.
Yeah.
You know? And I guess that's kind of where the people saying don't talk about politics because they are claiming that they're experts at it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let them be them.
Yeah.
Live and let live.
Yeah. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It doesn't mean they're worth anything. It's just an opinion.
Right.
Yeah. Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Chris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there in the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Chris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there. In the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.